Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We're hearing from you on a story we did yesterday. Minnesota Reverend Tom Brock, an anti-gay pastor who was outed when a local LGBT magazine infiltrated a 12-step program he attended that helped men deal with their same-sex attractions. To some listeners like Ed from Larchmont, this story was a non-issue. In fact, the reverend was doing the right thing by seeking help for his sexual attractions. According to Ed, he posted on our website that it seems consistent that a pastor who preached against homosexuality would go to a support group to try to avoid it himself. Where's the problem?
But for other listeners who called into 8778-MY-TAKE, this incident brought up a whole host of concerns.
There are two things I'd like to know. One, why did Lavender Magazine decide to infiltrate the group in the first place? Did they already know something? And two, is it then okay for journalists to infiltrate all the AA and Narcotics Anonymous, et cetera, groups in the country to look for politicians or military people in any of them on the grounds that their ability might be compromised?
Well, we asked ethicist Randy Cohen about some of the ethical concerns in this story. We discussed that dilemma posed for Lavender Magazine and its journalists. But unlike Randy, there seemed to be an overall consensus among our listeners that outing the pastor was ultimately the wrong thing to do because these meetings are, in their own way, sacred territory.
This is Gordon from Salt Lake City. While I agree with the ultimate end there, what happened about the hypocrisy of the man, I'm also in a 12-step program myself, and it's not just an organization that you are lying to, it's the other people with you in that organization. When you go to a 12-step program, you agree to a set of rules. To me, that's unethical.
Well, in just a few minutes, we're going to continue the discussion about Alcoholics Anonymous.
I'm a recovering alcoholic. I've been dry for quite a while, and AA has been a godsend for me. Hopefully, more people will do it all the time.
This is why people cling both to the success of AA and also the rules of the road for AA, which is what the story we talked about yesterday was about. As the 12-step program, though, marks its 75th anniversary this week, we're going to discuss why it still works, even after 75 years of other advances in medicine. Thanks to all of you who called in with your responses. To weigh in on this or any topic, you can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or go ahead and just visit us at thetakeaway.org.